This is around the time when things fail. When you started to hold too much, you drop one thing, dropped another. You fell short of this, you fell short of that. Before you know it, everything is scattered. And you don't know what to pick up and you don't know what to leave. This is right around the time when things start feeling good. You're in a good spot in your relationship. You're in a good spot in your work life. You're in a good spot health-wise. How do you make sure you don't lose anything ever again? How do you make sure you make this season last a little bit longer? Simple. Stop. Just stop. Take account of everything you have good in your life. Sit and be thankful. And accept everything that you have. Right now, no matter what it is, don't overlook anything. Don't overlook anything. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of the things that you've accomplished. Be even prouder of the things that you're still working for. In other words, don't look at something as if you don't or will never have it. If you want something out of life, if you want a certain point in your life to be better than the last, then you must work. Or you must stay consistent. I'm not going to necessarily say work harder. You just must stay consistent. Because when you work harder, that means you lose out or you miss out on some of the things that may be the very thing that keeps you going. Don't lose that hug with your kids, that moment with your husband, that moment with your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, that moment with your family. Don't lose that. Don't skip over that because you have to get to work. Don't skip over that because you have an important meeting that you can't be there for whatever function. If that's the case, try to make something else even more important. Like if you can't be there that night, but you have a free evening, take your child, your brother, your sister, your mother, whoever out, just to let them know that your job or your meeting or your important thing isn't more important than them. If you must miss out on a function or you must miss out on an event or something like that. Try to make sure you don't skip a workout. Try to make sure you don't do that. Try to make sure you don't try to overindulge in celebration. Try to make sure you keep everything as important as the most important. And that way, when you do fall, because it happens to us all, we all slip up. You won't fall back as hard, or you'll know how to piece things back together quicker. Because we all have our moments where we just lose it a little bit. We all have those moments. But we also have those moments where it seems like the things in our life are aligned. And how did we get to that point to where they are aligned? You did everything right. You stay consistent with your job. You stay consistent with your personal life. You stay consistent with your faith. You stay consistent with everything. So everything started to align. Everything started to be better. That's all we need to do when we feel like we've, okay, We can stick our chest out a little bit. We can hold our head a little higher. Now it's time for us to not work harder, but be smarter. Be more consistent in the everyday things. Be more consistent in the smaller things in life that add up. That's how we continue to stay on top within our daily lives. And that's how we continue to grow. So that's what we've been doing. Continuing to grow. Continuing to stack those days. Not missing out on anything. That's where I've been these last couple of, since we've last talked. Maybe one moment.
System disarm. Ready to arm.
So, since we've last talked, that's been how I've been assessing things. I've been making sure that I haven't made one thing more important than the most important. That I've made sure to keep everything in alignment so when I need to come back to it or when I do fall off, everything that I've worked for is not, scattered all over the place. We can still have those moments where we may want to celebrate. We may want to fall off a little bit, relax a little bit. And we must remember what got us there. We must remember what is keeping us there. And that's how we win. That's how we win with those. That's how we win with those. With that 5-day accountability thing that I've been on. Just reassessing the things that have been happening and giving myself those 2 days to where I'm able to assess it a little better, able to connect with it more, and having the ability to know, and the mental capacity to know that I'm not taking on too much, that I can celebrate my victories, and just know that certain losses could be and possibly will be on their way. Because, everything goes in full circle. And just even having this moment to sit and talk with you is a testament to how things have been going for myself. I've been more attentive as a husband, I've been more attentive as a son, I've been more attentive as a brother, I've been more attentive as a father. I've been more attentive as a friend in ways. And when you show those people and, things who've given you so many blessings and so many good times and so many just well wishes, things of that nature, you tend to receive peace. And receiving peace gives myself the ability to have more of these moments to where I'm able to be calmer and able to not be so quick to react. And being able to have a clearer mind has also been allowing me to learn more, accept more. You know, I still try to stay away from personal topics. I still try to, you know, stay out of other people's business, so to speak. But with this line of work that I do now is, you know, social work, I'm closer to the problem than I've ever been. I was always aware of it, but now with what I do, it's more on me to be more in front and more vocal about change than I've ever been. Honestly, I mean, you know where we've been within this podcast, and you know, if you know me personally, you know how I am. You know how I've always wanted to affect and have a positive effect on things. And now that I'm able to, I'm actually beginning to see why people said the things that they've said about me. You know, because before I used to run from it, but now there's no need to run from it anymore. No need to run from those things anymore. It's now upon me to show more of who I am and be more of who I am. And that there is possibly one of the better gifts that I can receive, because with me being more of who I am, I'm able to see my children smile. I'm able to see my wife smile. I'm able to see my mother smile. Hell, my father, my stepfather. We've even had moments to where they've said they're proud of me. And you know, it's not something that I'm used to, you know? I'm not used to that. But in a way, I should be. I should be accepting of it, because when you work hard and when you do right by people, you tend to get those things in return. You know, because it's all about, like I've stated before, building those foundations, those solid foundations, those solid pillars within your life. Those take time. You may have to lose more, you know, like we've stated before in the past, to where I've talked to you about the things that I've lost in order to rebuild better. In a much better state of mind, a much better just overall. You know, I'm growing more. And I hope that you can look at loss and taking a step back a little bit as a way to win and not just defeat. You know, I've still made mistakes. I've contradicted myself. I've claimed jobs that weren't for me. You know, I almost made the mistake by not going to the interview for this job because I had another interview for a job that I really wanted. And I almost didn't go to this interview. But something told me to go to this interview, because this is more in line of who I am. True, working in a gym would have been a passion, but that does not mean that I still can't help people. That does not mean that I still can't help myself. Does not mean that. and having the freedom to be more of a father, to be more of a husband, more of a brother, more of a man, you know, that means a lot more to me now. A lot more to me. And I think it ever has. And I'm not trying to play catch up or anything like that, being 41 years old. I'm embracing being 41 years old. I'm embracing now. I've had more time with my sons this past month. We've been running around. I've been teaching them rugby. We've been out playing basketball. We've been out doing a lot of things. You know, I've been out more with friends and coworkers and been out with my wife, me and my mother, you know. I have more freedom now, and that's, like I said, that means so much more. You know, so now we're kind of aligning now for the next. So whatever's next for us, it's going to be bigger than we could ever imagine, I feel. Because right now is bigger than we could ever imagine. So I know the next thing is going to be even bigger. We're just preparing ourselves, you know. And me having a bigger platform only means this podcast is going to have a bigger platform, and only means that the message that we all have already laid down, the pillars that we've already laid down with Patience as a podcast, is going to grow even more and even more and even more. I just need to be patient. You know, I'm noticing now it's all worth it. It was all worth it as I sit here in my office. It's quiet right now. But it was all worth it. We're getting ready for noise now. Patience is a podcast.